Dear God, help us keep our momentum when we're running on low. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Tough day?
No, actually, what I wanted to do was run. It's a running thing. I'm trying to run a certain amount of miles every day, and 0.1 miles is harder to get up to than.
Where are you at?
2.9.
How long does it take you?
I only count the half an hour. I actually run 3 miles. Because I just, you know, I'm like, well, I might as well complete the 3 miles, but I only count what happens in the first half an hour.
Okay.
So I started off at 2.3 in the half an hour, and by the end of November, I have to do 2.9 every day, and by the end of December, 3.0 all the time.
Right.
And I'm amazed, you know, that just moving up the 0.1 miles in the half an hour is, like, exhausting me.
I bet I can beat you.
I bet you can't.
Well, there's no way to ever know. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. Interact with us at keithandthegirl.com/feedback, or the phone number is 646-502-8682. Big news, of course, Matt Damon has been named Sexiest Man Alive by People.
Well, thank God.
Congratulations, buddy.
Matt Damon, where did he come out of?
They exhausted the list, I guess. They're like, okay, we got Clooney twice, we got Pitt twice.
The only thing I could think of is that I guess he's coming out with a movie or something. Like, when, I don't know, is the Bourne Supremacy something we need to pay attention to all of a sudden?
I just wanted to be a regular guy 1 year. Johnny.
Bob Smith from Oklahoma.
Yeah, congratulations, buddy. Look at him. You get it? Look at him.
It's just like the, what's that, the Guinness World Book?
Yeah.
You know, they didn't ask everybody. Just 1 year you'd like to put your ballot in for John next door.
Or just even an average looking guy and go, it's on the inside this year.
I don't want to be Miss On the Inside. I don't run 3 miles 4 times a week to be Miss On the Inside.
Now, of course, the really big news is that Annie Rooney's dead.
No.
No. Phenomenon wrote, though, when will you review some more Andy Rooney segments? Whenever he stops repeating.
Is he taking a break right now?
I think he may have died and nobody told us. Or him. No, seriously. The super big news is Blogger Choice Awards winner for Podcast of the Year.
Woo!
Us. Best podcast. Best podcast. Thank you guys so much for voting for that. I hope we get it in the mail cracked, and it'll go right on the shelf.
We'll just have, like, a ghetto wall of fame.
We get them refurbished, I think. But we do have another thing for our award shelf, and it's much appreciated. On the forums, you can see a picture of, I guess, what it's going to look like.
Right.
There was a ceremony and everything, and they took pictures of the ceremony.
Oh, there was a ceremony?
There was some kind of ceremony in Vegas. Don't worry about it.
Who were we invited?
Don't worry. No, you know what? I didn't get an invitation.
Unless, again, we're going to get blamed for not looking through our mail fast enough.
Maybe. But I didn't get any...
You but know, a phone call?
I didn't even get a thing saying we won. Jeremy wrote it on the forums, and I happened to see it. You know, oh, congratulations. Okay, thanks.
You know, a lot of times we do find out things by people sending us congratulation MySpace comments.
Right. And that's like an under... B. Jason IN'd me today and goes, congrats. Thanks, buddy.
You feel stupid asking for
what?
Yeah,
back at you. Well, you know, you do your best and things come back to you. Is that appropriate? All right, then. Thank you.
You ever think like, oh, shit, did I just miss Chemda's birthday or something?
Right.
December 2nd.
Oh, so we're safe. Thank you. By the way,
that wasn't for you.
What?
That was for everybody.
Just so they know.
I like birthday wishes.
Oh, no. How early are we? We're only 2 weeks early this year, though.
2 weeks.
Usually, she's 3 to 6 months early.
I think 2 weeks is pretty okay. And I was 3 to 6 months earlier. Like, I've been warning people about birthday weekend things, you know, like being available. We're going away that weekend, the 30th to the 2nd. Spooky's going to be watching the house, so nobody try shit.
By the way, getting back real quick to Sexiest Man Alive, Legion saying that he wrote in Matt Damon on the ballot, but he never thought he stood a chance. No, he did. He did. I wonder if people did it as a joke. I always, just like president, I write down Superman, and I see who wins. I think it's rigged.
But at least you could say you voted.
Do you want to say, I wonder how much time people takes. Do they even take time? Is it one guy?
No, I think it's a big PR situation.
Like with studios and stuff. A little payola involved.
I think so. I really, really, really do.
All right. Well, let's talk about your brother and hiring a publicist for us.
I love this. Okay, here's the deal. We can't afford to hire someone on a monthly basis where any move we make, she tries to or he tries to get us in the newspaper, right?
Unless they take payment in awards. Congratulations, Oz.
No, so, but my brother had this idea that we can hire on a...
Do you know that, I'm sorry, do you know that the podcast Don and Drew got second place?
How do you know that?
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't, right?
Of course not. Come on. All right.
They gave it to us.
They gave
it to us.
They gave the whole fucking section to everybody but them. All right.
So, okay. So, so what my brother found out and what he knew is that you can hire for specific reasons. So all of a sudden we got, you know, 2-3 tattoos in the same week, you know, Keith and the Girl logos tattooed on people's bodies. And so he's like, you know, we can just take out, we can hire a PR person just for specific reasons. And then you hire them on a case-by-case situation. And then it's only like $100, $200 at a time. And they try to, you know, they blast it out there. And that made sense, right? So he found someone. She seemed pretty legitimate, saw her website. We were happy about it. He was going to be the back and forth with her, the liaison.
Good.
And so this was like, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago. He found her. He gave her an idea of the tattoos. He gave her the website just to kind of take a look at what's happening and who we are. And it's 2-3 weeks later. And I'm wondering, you know, if it's a PR person, it's very time sensitive.
Right.
And at this point, we're all wondering, like, okay, what if this was, you know, hey, we won this award and it's on this day or, you know, there's certain
times. And there's a buzz around it. Like if you check our forums or you check the internet in general and maybe they're talking about, oh, Keith and the Girl has their 16th Keith and the Girl related tattoo. You know, you can like, it goes with the story.
Yeah, I can't think of something that's so time sensitive, but usually that's what's happening.
Right.
You know, they just changed their something, you know.
Well, maybe an award, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, he finds these people on Craigslist, and it says, he writes, I'm looking for someone to write a press release for me. Is there a website I can see some samples on? What do you charge for a one-page release, your brother says. And this girl's name is Tracy, and she writes, hello. Here is a link to my website where you will find many examples of my work. And she gives the site. A one-page press release is $75. I also offer several distribution options. And that's what's more important.
Right, where she's giving it to. Like, I guess if she sends it to 10, 20 people, it's a different story.
And we assume she has the contacts. That's the point.
We assumed and we also look at her website. And, you know, you do as much research as you possibly can. But this is sort of the beginning start, okay, $75, $100, let's see where this can go and what she can do. And it's also based on what she's going to write as well.
Please let me know if you have any more questions. Thank you, Tracy. Tracy, says your brother, I went to your website and read through some of your writing samples. They were good, and I'd like to work with you on a release for our website. The one thing I'm not clear on is distribution. This is the first time we're doing anything like this, and I don't know how it works. I see that you offer that service, but what does it actually entail? The actual website is a podcast called Keith and the Girl, and then the link. The release is for the news of the 14th and 15th tattoo of the logo. Let me know if this is something you're interested in writing for us, Michael. We think that's big news. We think it's big news. And then there
it's interesting enough because, you know, in the news, people go back and forth about, is podcasting going to stay? Is it something that is a permanent situation or is it just kind of a fad? And this says something about it being permanent.
Right. Tracy writes back, the distribution entails selecting publications to send the release to and then sending it. I have a special right now that includes 600 newspapers and online distribution for search engine visibility for $199. I'll also act as the media contact for you as well if you'd like. You can see details here and there's a link.
Tracy. That sounds like a good deal.
Yeah. 600 newspapers, $200. That's the way I'd look at it.
Well, it's not 600 newspapers.
What do you mean?
It's 600 media sources.
I have a special right now that includes 600 newspapers.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that wrong.
Great.
I apologize, Tracy.
Great, says your brother. I'm looking forward to working with you. Well, so far, I don't see how this is going to go wrong. I typically do payment via PayPal, and I do require payment in advance for first-time clients. Here's a link to the page with the PayPal button. If you don't do PayPal, we can work something else out right now. My turnaround time is about 5 to 7 days. Please let me know if you have any questions. Tracy. And Michael says, can I do the $75 now, and then if I like how things work out, go for the extra $124 for distribution? And Tracy says, that is fantastic. Sure, no problem at all. I'll let you know when I receive the payment. Here's my PayPal address. And then Michael writes, well, I'm actually going to use a credit card directly instead of transferring money through PayPal. I see the option to do that for the $199 PR special. Do you have the same option for the $75 press release?
That's my fault. I like to keep things on the credit card.
That's fine. Tracy writes back, the link for the $199 special is just a PayPal link. Also, I could send you a Google checkout invoice if you don't want to do PayPal. Let me know which one you prefer. Tracy, many options. Yes, says Michael, Google checkout should work out. And Tracy said, wow, that was fast. I got the payment. We're not fucking around. Yeah, I'm a little excited to get started, your brother says. I'm running the site for them and trying to come up with marketing ideas to get KTG to be more visible. They're the leaders in podcasting, but the world of podcasting is small. They need to show the rest of the world who they are. I've been trying to push them, Keith and Chemda, to maintain some kind of public relations plan for a while now. They're lazy bastards, so I decided to take it now.
I really thought that he would write it. And I'm like, is he writing the wrong press release?
I can't wait to see how all this works out. Now that we got payment out of the way, what's the next step? I've included their media kit so you have a better idea about what Keith and the girl is. And Tracy says, great. I'll read through all this and then let you know if I need any more info. I'll need a couple days as we go through. Hopefully I can get you with more ideas for PR strategies. Thank you, Tracy. That was on October 30th. It's now November 8th, and Michael writes, Tracy, it's been over a week since I paid and last heard from you. What is going on with the release? Michael. Tracy writes, hi, Michael. I apologize for the delay. I was out of the office for a few days last week unexpectedly. I'll have this finished up by tomorrow for you. Again, I'm sorry for any inconvenience. Tracy. All right. Was a little time sensitive. All right. Tracy says, I'm sorry. Michael writes to Tracy. Tracy. It's now past the next day. It's now past 6 p.m. on Tuesday. It's been 2 weeks since I've sent you payment, a week since you originally said you'd have the release done, and past the second date you promised you'd get it done by. This isn't working for me at all. I'm going to work with somebody else. Please don't try to send me a release after you read this message to try to make up for it. I'm simply moving on. Please refund my $75 immediately. Michael.
Now, I just want to quickly say something. This is my brother, Michael. And if you meet him, he's just the most easygoing guy. Am I wrong?
Correct.
He's just very, very friendly, very easy to hang out with, very relatable. And I love the flip side of it, which is not completely 180, but it's just this business side of him that goes, don't bother. This is very cut and dry.
Right.
And he wouldn't necessarily say that to a friend. He would be more friendly about it and whatever. And I just like the
He's also done enough business when you can tell when you're being taken for a ride or you're not or you can't handle it.
Or you're not going to get what you need.
Right.
And I love it. And I've watched my brother in the office when I used to work for them, both of them. But, you know, my younger brother is very mushy in person, you know, as in character. And so it's funny to see him. Not funny. It's fun to see him on this side. This end of it.
Tracy writes, refund initiated to Keith's card via Google checkout. I had no intentions of slapping something together as some sort of making up for it. A bit of an unnecessary insult, really. No, it's not.
Actually not, because I thought that was a good point to say. Like, oh no, see, I had it right here,
right.
You know.
I apologize for not getting this out on time. When I said Tuesday, I didn't have a particular hour, 6 p.m., in mind. I often work into the wee hours of the morning. That's stupid, and that's a lie.
That's it, but it's also not business-like. I wouldn't
say that.
And
it's not business, right.
As much as we actually do that, right. Like our days go until 3 o'clock in the morning, and it is our business day until 3 o'clock in the morning, I wouldn't say to someone like, oh, no, my business day ends at 3 in the morning.
Right.
Not unless it was like some sort of time difference where you're halfway across the country.
I'll tell you what, when the world gets together and decides on business hours, then I will comply.
I actually yelled at somebody one time. I used a friend of a friend's husband who is an accountant, and he just kept dicking everything around, and I'm like, you are going to make me pay all these, and he ended up like really screwing with things, and I call him up and I'm like, look, I don't know who you are, but this is not cool anymore. It's past April 15th. I don't know if you sent this thing in and blah blah blah, and I was like, I need to hear from you by the end of the day, and by the way, the end of my day is 5 p.m.
Good. You have to, and you can tell somebody's fucking with you. Yeah, I work in the wee hours. Well, I didn't get this till 4 in the morning Wednesday. Well, it's the same day if I didn't go to bed. Actually, I was just getting ready to start this. It's been over a week, 2 weeks total. You're just getting ready to start it.
Coincidentally,
my brother that night. By the way, I like that you were just going to start it.
Right.
Well, I like her. She does 2 weeks of research on what we are, uh-huh. So that's good. Actually, you can actually go to a place called. Sorry, something else. I don't know why I'm sharing that.
Were you distracted by somebody calling for a second?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. What was I going
to
say?
There's a place that you can go to, to find out information?
Oh, yeah. Jeremy has a thing called Keith and the Girl Beginnings.
Oh,
you can catch up with everything Keith to the Girl.
It actually doesn't matter. We sent her a media kit, and it's about 7 pages with pictures.
Right. Actually, I was just getting ready to start on this and was reading some sort of stuff you sent. Thanks for notifying me when you did that you wanted a refund. I'm glad I didn't put any more time into it than I did. Just FYI, my 31-year-old sister attempted suicide by overdosing on pills and then slitting her wrist this week, which left me at the hospital for longer than I wanted to be. Something about that experience has a way of throwing one's schedule off kilter. I've done my best to keep up, but just couldn't seem to cut the mustard on this one. Lucky for me that you're the best one, you're the only one who's declared a 6 p.m. deadline and requested a refund. Best of luck with the new Raider, T. Not even Tracy. You don't even get the first name now. You get T.
Well, and her sister tried to kill herself, so she doesn't have time to write out her whole name.
And luckily, you're the only one that asked for a refund during this tough time, or I'd be in big trouble. Apparently, you can't understand that things can happen in somebody's life. Well, if you must know, and apparently I can read the context clues, you must. My sister, she tried to take pills, slit her wrist, and commit suicide. Okay? You happy? All right. Now, I'll see you in a week. That's what she tries. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Here's what Michael writes.
That is so bizarre to tell someone that you're trying to work with, or even if you're ending a relationship with.
If it's true, you don't even know if it's true. Tracy, the making up for it wasn't meant as an insult. I've had trouble in the past getting refunds with people trying to negotiate a way to make up for the situation. I was just trying to avert that. I did get the receipt from Google Checkout right away. Thank you for that. As for the 6 p.m. deadline, you did say you'd have it ready for me today. Based on the working habits you've admitted to having, I probably wouldn't have gotten this until tomorrow anyway. 6 p.m., 7 p.m., or 12 a.m., it all wouldn't have mattered because I wouldn't have it until tomorrow anyway. You set your own deadline both times. Please don't try to blame this on me not giving you enough time. Combine that with this is the first time working with you and meeting you on the internet, I think I've been pretty flexible and trusting. I sent you payment right away and never questioned the timeline that you set. When you finally replied to me yesterday, you should have given yourself more time. I'm sorry to hear about your sister. Depression is something very hard to live with. I'm actually surprised you told me about this. Simply saying family emergency is enough. I didn't balk at the extra time you requested. I got upset when you couldn't meet your own deadline yet again. I doubt using your sister as a tool to try to guilt someone makes the situation any better. You should really think about the role you play in her illness.
That's so
good.
Crazy good. That he wrote that.
Fuck her. As it happens, the topic of depression and suicide has come up on Keith and the Girl before. Many people have written in saying how the show has helped them through some very hard times. You should introduce your sister to the show. I think she'd like it. Warm wishes, Michael.
Wow.
Check it out.
Would you ever, Keith Malley?
Well, hopefully she already checked out the show, right? In that 2-week prep time. She actually should already know it can happen. Now she's done. She won't even put T's at the end of her letters. And she writes back, by the way. That doesn't stop her.
Right. My sister is bleeding from the wrists, and her stomach is probably bleeding from all the from all the pills. But I must write this guy, Michael, about his sister's filthy podcast. And also, Legion says, I suggest that you use T's response in your press release. That's an attention grabber.
Yeah. The role I've played in her illness, she asks. Now that is an imposed guilt trip. That's the best one I've heard all day. LOL, are you a Scientologist or something?
Why are you LOLing?
It's a funny day. My sister, sliced wrist, took pills, suicide. Follow me on this? But I'm like, what are you, Tom Cruise? I guess you know psychology or something, right?
LOL.
LOL, hee hee, wink. Your brother writes back. Artists are weirdos, and a PR person is a type of artist.
Yes, definitely. Actually, no, they don't have to be. I think if they're not artists, they're better.
If you don't have a normal job, you're a wacko. That's what I'm learning.
Okay. Yeah. So artist equals not a normal job.
You'll have to forgive me if we go to another podcast-type convention. You go, oh, Keith, nice to meet you. I'm a podcaster, too. And I go, fuck you, weirdo. You have to understand. You have to understand. That's the way people made me.
I'll be the one to have to understand. I think
no, not you. No, people.
Oh, okay.
I want people to know. What do you do? Oh, I'm an actor. Freak. Scientologist. You don't find it strange that you're bringing up your sister's suicide attempt to a business contact? In what way would that actually make things better? Really, what kind of response were you actually expecting? It was only meant to try to make me feel bad about asking for a refund. You hardly know me, and you tried to manipulate me by giving out extremely personal information about your sister. I imagine the horror of actually having to deal with the manipulation regularly. I know that sort of thing would drive me to suicide.
Holy fuck. I had to read that line twice to fully understand that he is blaming her for her sister's suicide because she's so nagging that she must have driven her nagging herself, her sister, because of her nagging.
At least the whole thing made you... Where is it? I'd take the fact that you didn't... Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Michael. You know, Keith, I'm sorry, before you continue, Keith insists on calling people by short names, even though they insist on not being called by the short name.
I don't follow.
Oh, but I never insisted either way. I couldn't care less. After having a name like Sharon, I'm just happy someone's getting it right.
Is that true, really? I thought you were particular about calling you Michael.
No. I was particular about them calling me Michael versus Sharon. That was the problem.
The
but
thing
Mike
is,
versus Michael.
I've never heard you introduce yourself as Mike, ever. I think that says something. I think that means your name is Michael. I would never shorten somebody's name if they didn't tell me their name was the short version.
Yeah, but I'm just used to it as Michael. I'm not used to it as Mike. But either one works for me. I'm not a namist. I don't. either one doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Yeah. But I just got home, and I just put on the show, right away I hear Keith going, "Your brother writes back," and I know exactly what you guys are talking about.
This is the best back-and-forth business talk I've ever read.
Can I, Michael, talk about this one guy, this one time you fired a guy, the guy with a temper? Can I say what he did in the room or no?
Well, when I was firing him?
Yeah. You happened to tell me. Do you remember that?
I remember how
uncomfortable
awful it was.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. Yeah. Can I tell that story?
I'm trying to think of like why you wouldn't be able to tell.
It was just really
the story,
like the most uncomfortable moment of that thing. It's not that big a deal. I want to tell like why he got fired and then why he said.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So there was a guy who was in a very, very good position in my brother's company, except he had this temper, and he had really great people working under him where you really wouldn't need any sort of way to talk, you know, in any negativity to them. Am I right?
Yes. There was a lot of respect in my company given to everybody. I didn't really want to tolerate any disrespect among people. I mean, we had a really cool environment, and, you know, we had a dot-com environment. How are you going to foul that up?
Right, so he was kind of older, and so he used to kind of blow up, and so he blew up on someone finally. I mean, he would just blow up in general, and then he started blowing up on this one guy, and you warned him, and my other brother warned him, and you said, like, one more time you blow up on anything, anybody, blah, 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 because he really shook this guy up, and it was not necessary, and it never is necessary. One more time and you're fired, and he did it again anyway. So, because he's the kind of guy that blows up, you had to get a security guard, right?
We weren't sure where it would go, and just for the sake, when you guys were talking about that stuff, I kind of wanted to talk about that too. But we did have to get somebody just to make sure that things are going to be right.
It's not that he blew up physically; he blew up just like that kind of temper that you know you can't depend on whether it's going to get into a physical thing because the guy is so upset. That people are just
like Jekyll and Hyde. It was like a Jekyll and Hyde.
Exactly.
I mean, it was night and day differences.
So I love the warnings that, like, I got warnings, like, look, we're going to fire this guy. There's going to be a security guy coming. Just, you know, like, I'd be their floor person, you know, because I'm on the outside. They're in offices, and I'm on the outside where everybody has, like, little cubicle things. Just, you know, don't say anything, just kind of, you know, but recognize that that's the person coming in. I was also at the desk, so they warned the desk person also, this is, you know, who's coming in. And so while the guy was getting fired, he reached over. Tell me if I'm saying this right. He reached over and put his hand on Michael's hand and said, "Please don't do this." Yeah. And how weird. Meanwhile, this guy could be more in between like a father and a grandfather age, and my brother's like in his early 20s.
Right.
And I was like, "What could you possibly do?" And he's like, "You cannot do anything." He moved his hand back and he said, "That's inappropriate. And this is what's happening right now." But wow, that you have to be like, you know, somebody puts their hand on your hand and looks at you. And
you know what? Or what? Or you're going to be fired? Try it.
No.
Give him a blow him.
It's just such a hard situation to have to know. I know what's happening to. I mean, I know the personal lives of my employees, and I care about them. I have an interest in them, and I don't just want to throw anybody out on the street.
You actually didn't. So it took you guys so long to fire people.
It took us
where
too
by
long.
The time,
it took us too long.
Yeah, by the time you fired someone, it was like they should have fired themselves. They should have been like, "Well, of course," and I apologize and just walked the fuck out. There was a guy who smelled like alcohol every goddamn day.
Yeah.
And, but he worked okay, I guess. I don't know.
Evan.
Yeah. No. But there was, you know, there were situations like somebody who worked with me, I was like, "She has got to be kidding me." And she saw it coming too, and she was still upset about it. But it's like, by the time you get fired from where my brothers worked, please, just walk away.
Did it make you sick to ever have to fire somebody? Like, do you get sick in the stomach?
Yeah, every time I had to do it, I would be, I would feel, I mean, I'm sure the person feels even more awkward. I'm not trying to take that away from it, but I would feel awful. I would feel nervous about having to do it. I would have to pace. So how am I going to say this? What am I going to say? How am I going to handle this situation? You know, and it take a lot out of you. You're sending somebody, you're affecting somebody's life in a pretty dramatic way when you have to lay them off. I'm sure they're going to be okay. No one's going to commit suicide over it. It's not the end of the world for a lot of these people, but you know, you're rocking the world a little bit in that
end,
way. And
How sure can you be though? Seriously, somebody may have.
How what can I be?
Somebody may have killed themselves.
Actually, no, they're pretty much in touch with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They know.
Pretty much. And even with this one guy that you're talking about, he it turns out that, you know, whatever issue that he was having, he was taking care of it, and he's got that sort of situation under control from what I understand.
Really?
It's not...
Is it a drug situation? What else could it be?
No, I'm sure it's a mental situation. Oh. But there was one time where I had to be in the room for a firing because apparently I'm somebody's manager. And I'm like, I know she sees this coming, but I was not ready.
Are you there to cry along with them?
No, I don't think you're allowed to cry. But I was in the room and I was like, "Michael, I don't have to say anything, right? This is my younger brother." And I'm like, "I don't fucking know what to do." He's like, "Don't worry about it. You know, it's whatever." And I didn't know where to look, and I'm trying to be all tough and whatever. There was another situation where I had to review someone. I had to fill out forms. Man, I did a bad job. I was in that office with my manager, and I'm her manager, and I'm like, you know, she does fucking hell. I hate this bitch. I actually hated her. I think she did a fine job, though. You know, and I was very honest about everything in my report, but I was like, I don't know, who the fuck am I to review this person? And that's the attitude I went in with, and that's the wrong attitude.
Hey, we all do what we can, you know.
Exactly. Like, I guess she does a good job. Like, why would I? This is another human being and another, you know, I was just not ready for. And I think that's why you have to go through internships and certain steps to work in an office, because I wasn't used to some of the lingo and some of the interactions with people that other people were definitely used to. And so stupid. The first day of my job, I messed up so bad. My brother's like, the other brother is like, because he was actually my side of the boss, you know, because Michael worked with all the tech people, and I was more on the business side of things. So he's like, "Okay, FedEx is overnight morning, which means it's so super important." So I point to the phone. I've never done this before. Point to the phone number. He's like, "Yeah, but you still have to put it in the thing and whatever." So I put it in the thing, and then I don't call because he doesn't. I thought you just put it in the thing and the guy comes somehow. And so the next morning he's like, "What's this still doing here?" And I'm like, "I am so fired." I am so fired. And I don't know if, Michael, you know this, but every day on the job for at least 2 weeks, possibly a month, I thought I was fired because Andrew would do this thing.
He'd fire me.
No, he'd be like, Hey, come into my office for a second. And his voice is quite stern, you know, but it's just his natural voice is stern. I'm like, fuck, what did I do? I'm running through all the things as I'm going to walk into his office. Like, you know, he gave me this job and this is their company. I'm such a fuck up. I'm such an idiot. He walks in. He's like, you have been doing a really great job. And I'm like, oh, my God. And so at some point I had to talk to Andrew. Can you not pick up the phone and go, let me talk to you for a second. Quick, come into my office. Can you not say things like that when it's just like, hey, by the way, you're doing it. Just send me that IM.
I'm sure that both your brothers tried to make it seem like they're not playing favorites in any way and you're just another employee. I would do the opposite. If my sister was there, I'd be like, you're my sister's boss. You tell me everything that she's doing wrong and don't hold back and write that in the paper. And then they'd write in the paper and hand it to me and I'd right in front of them, I'd crinkle it up and go, very good. All right, I'll look right into that. It's my sister, for Christ's sake.
No, they didn't play favorites.
Is there a job where you hire somebody to come in and they fire people for you? Because I would like that job. Like, I'm going to have to let you go. Please don't do this. Meh, should have been nicer. Next!
Do you remember? All this kind of reminds me of that episode of Cheers where Norm was supposed to fire everybody. Yeah. And every time he broke down and cried, but then finally he just got so used to it and stopped crying, couldn't give a shit.
Yeah, but they knew that if you're getting sent to this guy, you're getting fired and they wanted him to cry.
Yeah. Yeah, and then after a while, he just couldn't care less, and it just wasn't the same. They were, like, ready to get fired. All right, I'm going to get fired by Norm. We're going to have a couple of beers. It'll be all
right.
It never was like that for me. So I had to fire a whole bunch of people. It never got – I never got used to it.
We're gonna finish this letter of you two back and forth, you and the PR person. Do you think that the sister really – there is even a sister? Do you think anybody even tried to commit suicide?
You know, this chick is so weird that I can say the way that she's reacting, for all I know, no. I really don't think so. But what a weird thing to, like, pull out of your ass. I don't know. It wasn't even the point of, like, going the back and forth. I just figured I got my money back so quick. Right. I can now fuck with her. And then I kept CCing you guys on every reply. So I knew I was playing to an audience.
Right.
So I was having a lot of fun with it. And I was carefully wording every sentence and making sure I'm not going too far, just enough to get, like, a response back from her. And she just kept going. I couldn't believe the kind of reaction she was giving me. Like,
you know, and she did say that nobody else wanted their money back. And I'm like, then maybe you should stop emailing my brother and do their reports because clearly you're behind.
Yeah.
Nobody else was asked her for work. That's what it was. There's no way that you can possibly be working with anybody else with this sort of easygoing attitude. She planned on, I think in the email she said that she was going to spend the wee hours of the morning working on this and then sending it to us the next day. And then she told me the whole time she's harping on my 6 p.m. Deadline that I gave her, 6 p.m., bitch, you weren't. You told me yourself you weren't going to get it till tomorrow. It's so frustrating. I think she's such a loony, batty person. It was just amazing the emails I would get back.
It also shouldn't take her until the wee hours of the morning.
Right. Well, I was gonna cram at the end. You know, it doesn't matter. That's how I work. I cram.
I'm just so glad that we got the money back right away from her. Right. And I got to find somebody else to do the PR, but I'm going to try to get the release first before we hand over money this time.
I guess the lesson is learned.
Right. That way, in case they get offended by the back and forth, we didn't lose nothing.
Hey, let me say one thing that goes back to a show earlier that you were talking about, Surge, that worked for us. I've been meaning to say this as long as we're talking about work.
Mm-hmm. Weren't there two Surges? No? Okay, just one? There were a lot of Russians. Okay, just one. I know which one. He was really young and very, very good at his job.
That's the thing. He was very, very dedicated. I know he was awkward in some things. Like,
he was. Like every other Russian.
He had that
Russian, like...
He was very aggressive.
Yeah.
Like some of my programmers were...
He would come to my desk and I'd be like, look, I don't really know how to get this going. He'd be like... You don't know how to get... Here you go. Was that so hard? Ha ha. It's not really that hard. And I'm like, can you show that to me? Because, you know, I don't want to keep calling you for this. I think it's kind of a silly situation. Look, right click over here. And I'm like, okay, clearly you want to be called on it again, and I'll do that.
No, clearly I need a job.
No, he would have a job regardless if I need help or not. He really did a lot.
By the way, Legion... I'm sorry. I'm being told that they do have people that just come in and fire. They're called Axemen. And they just come in, they lay people off, and they get a big bonus. I would like that. Brian Ward knows how I would do it. All right, my friend, lick my... And then at the end, be like, oh, I'm sorry, it was balls. You're fired.
Yeah, but I don't think that you're able to just come in there and do that. Part of the Axeman is to do it gently and not get the company sued for the loss, for the fire.
Well, I'd have a different song and have it be business appropriate.
Mm. Lick my testicles, suck
right.
my
scrotum. Right.
I'm still waiting for you to take a week off and go into an office as a temp job and just keep getting fired. Like five jobs, have five jobs lined up for one day and just get fired five times in that one day and come back with the stories.
You know, that stuff is fun for you guys. It's not even fun for me when he does that. And I'll tell you why. I actually need him here to do some work between the 9 to 5 hours.
The shit that I would do on just the temp agency test itself. I do monkey ass shit. I'd start licking the keys. I don't even know what I do. I'm not gonna get high. I'd be breaking shit. I'd be dumping garbage on my hand. I'm like, is this gonna be funny? You know, the whole thing would be stupid. I wouldn't get anywhere. But everybody loves it. Yeah, Keith should. I'm gonna get emails because of that suggestion all over again. Yeah, you should. Yeah, I should. I should. You know what'd be interesting? Working for NASA. I'll tell you all about it.
By the way, I'd like to officially apologize to both my brothers because I really started off as like a shit employee. I got super duper better. And then I was just like, really, you're asking me to do something else today? God damn it. So I apologize.
I think it worked out really well. I mean, I didn't work with you as closely during the training process, but I think once you stop worrying about picking up the technology and you were able to ask questions, you were able to pick up the shit. You know, like,
you know what the problem, part of the problem was that because you guys are my brothers, that everyone expected me to know, A, what you do, which I had no idea. I had no idea. I never sent out an email before I worked for you guys, ever. So when I first walked into your office, it's the first time I ever turned on a computer. And so everybody just talked to me as if I know the whole company. And I'm like, this is not what I talk to my brothers about. You know? And so I had to sort of backpedal type learn, and then I got better, but by the end, I was writing songs about, like, fucking commuting. It's, no. No. And like you said, you guys had the best environment, but I sort of became half your assistant and half, like, the person answering feedback on things, and I was like, all right, I'll get you lunch. I don't mind that because then I get to go outside. So that's kind of cool. But I don't want to call up freaking Chase again and do that 2-hour freaking phone call. You know what I mean? Like the shit that I don't do for myself. I start, my desk was like the messiest desk in there. And I just started feeling guilty about every minor thing that I didn't do. And I just became really bad. So thanks for the job. And also, I do think I learned the businessy stuff that I know now. So thank you.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I remember when they were closing.
Mm-hmm.
And whether
I know what you're doing.
And then I came in and Hemda and I were doing some kind of a data entry thing. I never got paid for that. I don't know if I have to talk to you or Andrew, but I never got money for that day.
You know what? I bet you did get paid for it, and I bet that check is still laying around somewhere mixed in all the shit in your apartment.
Touche.
It's a hamper. I hear there's a lot of shit in there.
All right. You know what? I am so glad that I just put in random numbers and shit, because I would be upset by your tone right now. And we did bang in the bathroom. That wasn't a joke.
Can you not? Oh, by the way, somebody banged in your server room. I'm not going to say who.
Yeah. So you saw me do it?
No!
Well, they walk in bullseye as a suggestion. I'll change it up a little bit. But when I'm firing people, I'll have two hands. I'll go pick a hand. And they pick a hand, and I open it, and it's going to say fired. And I go, oh, are you serious? And then I'll open the other hand, and it'll say fired. No, just kidding. Now get the fuck out of here. I'll take my bonus. I got to go get my bonus now. Can you get the fuck out of here? Now, that's a job I will take and report back onto the show. If somebody needs me to fire people, I do it for a sandwich. Sandwich and a Subway token.
There are no more tokens.
Well, you got to get me there. I'll fire you for saying that.
Would it be based on like $1,000 or $100 per tier or any sort of per tier bonus?
I don't got like, time for tiers. Do I get a sandwich or not get... I'm getting my sandwich, Michael. I don't need you to twist with words. Why don't you send me an email on that in triplicate? I want a sandwich, and I will fire people for you. You think I'm losing out? I want a sandwich.
Oh, God. Yeah,
but why, what took you so long to recommend him to work at our company?
Right.
Please, I was recommending him to work at any company that I knew anybody in. It's like, oh, my boyfriend needs a job.
Triple tier bonuses. Can I eat it for lunch? I'll bring my own hummus. That's expensive.
Do you know how they paid you? They flew us down to Florida and let us hang out.
Wait, yeah, that's right.
That's not what I was promised.
Were you promised a sandwich?
I wasn't promised a hotel and jet skis. I was promised $50.
I'm pretty sure they gave you a couple sandwiches since then.
Because I used his card, hotel card behind his back. That wasn't given. Okay, great talking to you, buddy. And we'll read more about this business transaction between you and our, I guess, ex-PR agent. It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. All right, later.
All right, take care.
By the way, we're going to L.A. to visit with my brothers at the end of the year, right after Christmas, before New Year's. We're going to get some kind of place to meet, some bar, and we'll have a Keith and the Girl meet up. It won't be a live show. It'll just be kind of a bunch of people hanging out in the L.A. area.
All right. That, of course, for new people, is Chemda's brother. She worked for the two of them, for her two brothers. This is, Michael and Andrew. This is Michael continuing to talk to
the PR agent.
Tracy. I'll take the fact that you didn't comment about not actually getting me the release till tomorrow anyway and the 6 p.m. deadline not really making a difference as an apology. You're forgiven, but I hope you understand I still can't work with you. At least this whole thing made you laugh out loud. Forget your sister. You know what else would make you laugh? The Keith and the Girl show. Let me know what your sister thinks of the show. Brumsky, Michael Khalili. I didn't even read that the first time. Brumsky. Brumsky. And then if she dared wrote back, what's Brumsky?
Right.
You bitch PR agent. So Tracy writes back. I don't think telling the truth is strange at all. It's my reality. My sister isn't hiding it and hasn't asked me to. If I wanted to manipulate you, I wouldn't have sent a refund, but rather some sort of half-baked make-up-for-it deal complete with a George Foreman grill. I don't want to work with you either. It's always got to be these smart remarks right. Back and forth. Did you give the money? Then that should be the end. Yeah, by the way, I don't want to work with you. So I wouldn't work with you in the first place. I just need you to know that. This all worked out for the better, actually. I checked out the site, and to be honest, it is a little more gritty than my usual clients and isn't something I would have even wanted my work attached to.
Where were you the past couple weeks?
Yeah, what were you doing then? But it is a little bit funny, I'll give you that. I'll take it. I don't know why it needs to be an insult. But although if my sister did just try to kill herself,
right?
I would take a little bit funny as a compliment. I do have to admit.
Oh, yeah.
My sister did try to kill herself. I should have done more research before I accepted the job. Lesson learned. Yeah, you know what else you should have done? It. You should have done your job. That's something else. Oh, geez. Look at all this time that's passed. Almost enough time to write a press release.
For someone else that actually didn't ask for their money
right.
back.
Anyways, have a good evening. You seem like an okay person who just happens to like things done by 6 p.m.
Wow, way to harp.
I can live with that. And it seems to be working out for you, too.
Legion says, joke's on you. I collected 2 weeks of interest on your $75. Take that.
That's right. So Michael writes back. How can you go back to the 6 p.m. thing after everything I said before? You weren't going to get it to me today anyway. You don't think that telling me about your sister is a bit of too much information? Anyway, the George Foreman grill comment made me laugh. I can understand about the site being gritty. It would have been nice to hear that earlier, but this back and forth was good for a couple of laughs. I sincerely hope your sister gets better. Michael. That's nice. It really
I
is caring.
I believe him. Mm-hmm. He's sincere.
Tracy writes. I absolutely was going to get it to you today. It's the truth. Cross my fingers. Hope to die. LOL.
If that's how you write, by the way.
That's right. That's how you write.
Thank God.
I cross my fingers. Hope to die. Get it, my sister, while she was all bonkers, monkeys. Anyway, we're having a joke. My little Tom Cruise. Remember that from earlier?
Oh, my God.
Jokes and jokes and jokes. No, I don't think it was too much information. It's real. It's real. I'm
She's
just telling
just
you.
Keeping it real.
People love the fucking death thing. It's when Soccer Girl did that skit about us complaining about the tape. She had to imply that somebody in her family died, even though it was obvious nobody did. People love this death thing. Oh yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get it to you. Well, it's really past the deadline. My sister tried to commit suicide.
You know what? You've done that before for work. You know, you've killed your sister off for work.
Right.
You've killed your brother off, your grandparents, your father, your mother.
And let me tell you something. I looked ridiculous.
You stuck to your story a lot better, though.
Okay, thank you. I didn't make jokes that day. I came in all puffy and stuff.
Right, right. You had someone punch you in the face.
I drank a lot. No, I don't think it was too much information. It's real. I just get sick of people whining about things that seem so small when I'm trying to cope with really nasty stuff and working my fanny off to keep them happy.
You mean small like these emails that you're focusing on?
Look, not that everyone doesn't have problems, but some people just plain need a big fat reality check. Too much vanilla in your latte does not count as a real problem. 7 exclamation points. Okay, I feel better now. Thanks for the laughs. Your brother says this is the last response she sent me. Now this is the last response she sent, and he's not going to respond. He will. He will respond.
Jess NYC says your brother's cracking me up, and I bet I'm not the only dopey dumb that keeps trying to rewind the live feed. Oops. You know what? I listen sometimes to the backstage shows next door. And I turn on the feed, and there have been a couple times where I'm like, wait, what was that? And because it's in Winamp, you just kind of feel like you can, and I went to it like twice. So, yeah, no, you're not the only dopey dumb.
You're better off without her release. It would have gone something like this. The Keith and the Girl show is really good. Cross my heart and hope to die. Don't believe me? Well, you're not my friend anymore. All right. I don't want to say your name. I thought it was funny, though.
No, I thought it was funny. I'm still trying to focus on, like, why would I think that I could rewind a feed? And people listening to this later, what are they thinking the feed is?
I try to rewind regular TV that wasn't recording because we live in the future.
Yeah, because we have DVR, we could rewind anything.
I try to rewind regular radio. Did they curse in that song? I'm changing the station. By the way, Legion, if this is the hilarity that $75 got us, I really wish you spent the full $200.
I think we can come up with some funnies
right.
Without spending that much money.
I think your brother should spend more money, and you, Keith, should get a third job. All right. By the way, remember a while ago we were telling this story about a judge that sued a dry cleaning place because his pants were lost, even though he got the pants back later, and sued for $54 million trying to put the small mom-and-pop shop out of business?
Right, and the whole community got together and got the dry cleaning store a lawyer and helped out.
Yeah. Well, here's the story. The judge who lost, he lost, of course. The judge who lost a $54 million lawsuit against his dry cleaner over a pair of missing pants has lost his job, District of Columbia officials confirmed. Roy Pearson's term as an administrative law judge expired May 2nd, and the D.C. Commission of Selection and Tenure of Administrative Law Judges has voted not to reappoint him. Lisa Coleman, the city's general counsel, wrote November 8th, blah, blah, blah.
And we predicted this.
We were hoping this.
But actually, lawyers can lose their license over a lot of things. If you drive drunk, you can lose your license to practice law.
Well, I like that this wasn't necessarily against the law. Driving drunk is against the law. If you represent the law, maybe you should be said to. If you're allowed in a courtroom, if you're allowed in a place, and I have no problem with this.
I see your point.
Right? Yeah. A courtroom's like a holy place. You got to stand up like the guy's a priest. I kind of like that. I remember we were watching some courtroom case on TV, and you're like, that's weird.
It is weird.
I like it. It shows respect. It shows that this place is a little better than you.
But to the judge, maybe if this place was better than you, everybody has to stand up, and it's not we're all bowing down to this one person.
Okay.
You know, that's...
They do get off on that, too, yeah.
It's a little weird.
Sit down. And then they do that shot like, okay, sit down. Like, we were told to do this, and you made us. Sit down.
And the Your Honor thing. Your Honor. Maybe the words, if it pleases the court, okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But Your Honor? Are you fucking kidding me?
You're the best.
Yeah. Your Honor.
Yeah, you should be kissing the jury's ass. Anyways. Yeah. Oh, well. So what was my point in the first place that him suing isn't really against the law. He's allowed to.
Right.
And I do like that they said, this is so ridiculous. You're fired. We're bringing in Keith Malley to talk to you. Pick a card.
Phenomena.
Right. Now, That'd be great. That's who I would hire as an axeman, a magician. Now, think of somebody close to your life.
Oh, so they're hiring you, and then you would hire an axeman.
Then I take like, I could do this. You don't have to be a real magician. Like, think of somebody that was important in your life. Now you have that person in your mind, okay? And then I'd light a match, and I'd put it through my shirt, and you feel like it's burning me a little bit. I go, ooh, ow, ooh, ouch, ouch. And then I lift up my shirt, and in ashes it reads, "You're fired." Do you know him? Do you know you're fired? I'm kidding. Get the fuck out. I got a sandwich to eat.
You know that thing from yesterday that you played at the end of the show where I'm considered a laugh track?
Right.
I do notice like a couple of people have said that when trying to make fun of our show that I'm a laugh track.
Right.
And you know what I think? I think you're funny. And so I laugh.
Thank you. Thanks, haters. That's a compliment.
Like, I must be a laugh track all day long around here, mic's on or not. You're funny.
Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you. You can stay.
I crack myself up, too, but I'm not going to count that.
Advice, please. Hi, this is Scoliosis Steve, and I've talked to you about mini-kiss. You've read my email about having scoliosis, losing one nut, and the doctors wanting to take out my other nut. Even though they can't say for sure if it's cancer, I asked you if I should gamble and keep it. I did. I guess I said that you should if they don't know. I did. I'm still in pain, and they're still not sure if it's cancer. The reason I'm bothering you now is this. I just caught my son watching a DVD of American Gangster, the one with Denzel Washington, Russell Crowe, and the one that was number one at the box office. The one that just came out, that's still out, and there's no fucking way possible that this is a legit DVD. First, it blows my mind that here in middle America, a 17-year-old dumb fuck can get his hands on a bootleg DVD. Secondly, how the hell is this going around the school? Who started it? How weird did they get it? And it's not one where it's shot from a video camera in a theater. It's a regular DVD. This would be the one that the cops would crack down on the most, the top-level movie that is just out. What's the punishment if the retard gets caught? He is making copies for his friends, converting it to other kids' iPods, etc. I told him he's going to get caught. Should I turn the whole ring in for a huge reward as long as my son gets immunity? What should I do, or am I overreacting, Steve?
Are you fucking kidding?
I think he's serious. I think the cancer's affecting your brain. Relax.
Leave your son alone.
Relax.
You know, actually, I think Patrice was telling me that American Gangster is having a huge issue with the leaks, and it's not the bootleg where, like he was saying, where somebody videotapes it. It's the actual leak, and you can download it off the internet and whatnot, and they're losing millions of dollars.
And I know people will send
me, by the way, the millions of dollars of that, your son is probably $5 to $10 worth. Right. So no, they're not catching your son. They're probably trying to catch the person who originally leaked it, if anything.
And if they do pick people randomly, what are the chances of your kid? I mean, people send like, oh, can you believe it? She's 16 years old and they want her for $6 million.
And they're also not going to put him in jail. They're probably going to fine him. And at that point, then maybe he can learn his own fining lesson, you know?
And if that's the problem.
Don't pay it if it happens.
And I didn't see that movie. But these kids are bored shitless by it, I'm going to assume.
You think so? Let's wait to see it before you start yapping.
I don't think a 17-year-old person would enjoy a movie like The Godfather.
I think you could be very wrong. A 17-year-old? They're old enough.
It's not like it's so much action.
It doesn't matter. They're still 17. They still have some kind of like weirdo mentality that adults have.
All right.
Some of it, not all of it.
Well, I do like the idea of turning them all in and getting a reward and just give your son immunity. But just worry about your ball for now. That's what I think. I don't think it's that big a deal.
It's really not. It's not.
This is the only movie that he's done it. Check his iPod. Is this the only movie?
Don't check his iPod. You're going to cry if this is what's making you not sleep at night.
You're going to cry because he has the show on his iPod. Nah, relax. Relax. It's not a big deal at all. Here's another reason that Keith Malley should not have a gun. People love sending this in ever since I said I want to get a gun. Just in case people give me hassle when I'm the axeman at an office, you know? A U.S. man was... Well, I would point the gun at him, shoot it. Of course, it's a prop gun and it shoots out. You're fired. A flag comes down. A U.S. man was injured, has injured himself in both legs after attempting to loosen a stiff wheel nut by blasting it with his gun.
What?
A 66-year-old man from Washington State was repairing his car outside his home when the accident took place. Shooting at the wheel from arm's length with his 12-gauge shotgun, he was peppered with buckshot and debris. So he's changing the...
this is not why I'm concerned that Keith has a gun. I really don't think that Keith is... He might be wearing a weird sleeveless shirt right now that says Chip Bully on it. It looks like a drawing that a child made. Mm-hmm. But I am not concerned that he's going to shoot himself for trying to... No.
He was changing...
Give him some credit.
Thank you.
Is it the comparison of him to a bear?
I get just any gun. Any dumb gun story. Keith gets sent it.
Take a look at this.
This guy put his rifle down and his dog shot him. Well, I'm not having a dog, and I'll never put my rifle down. It's for people anyway, my guns. Oh, well. So this guy was trying to change the tire, and there was one nut stuck on there. And so he tried to shoot it to loosen it.
There's nothing...
There's no other way. Sometimes they put them on with machines, and it's kind of hard.
You know how we like to give somebody the benefit of the doubt? Like, oh, maybe he was thinking this, that, and I cannot come up with anything that would half make sense. That would be like, I guess, you know, there's no choice there, or I could see where he's coming from. Nothing.
By the way, Firefighter Chick saying, tell Scoliosis Steve to fuck himself because he fucked off and blew Secret Santa. Fuck him.
Wow.
What's that?
Wow.
I guess they had the Secret Santa and somebody dropped out. Maybe got a gift and didn't... Interesting. You know what you should do? Join in real quick. Maybe this time go, hey, I'm sorry. Is it too late? Here's a gift. And give a copy of American Gangster. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be cute. Who sent this to me? What's his fake name?
What's his fake name?
What's it?
Deuce,
very good.
Oh, my God. I knew
it. I didn't even have to give out clues like crazy, bipolar.
A real person in real life asked me McNally and Relic's name today because I'm helping them out with something.
Right.
And I swear to God, I was like, fuck. I forgot McNally's first name because I keep calling him McNally, and it's fucking Keith. And I forgot Relic's name at all. In my head, and I know it, you know?
Did they try to help you out? Were they like, he's adorable, like, cute?
But it was, like, luckily, I don't know, she wasn't paying attention. She was paying attention to something else for a second. I was like, yeah. And then I said Keith as the first name, and I was, like, having so much trouble with Relic. I said Keith, and she's like, oh, like your boyfriend's name. I'm fucking like my boyfriend's name. Yes, of course. I'm an idiot.
By the way, Tactics from Berkeley saying, what if the son is forming this illegal DVD ring in order to help pay for the medical bills for your balls? How would you feel about turning him in then? Well, Dad, I did this for you. I was trying to do this for you. And then more ideas about getting fired. Phenomenal style.
I have a feeling that's going to happen a lot on the forums.
I see someone getting fired. Here, hold this mirror. Who do you see? Get out, Jagoff! Fired! Phenomena!
I love that the eyes come with every phenomena.
If I fire the same day, potato chips.
What?
To go with my sandwich. So Deuce sends a thing about Israel, and it's a basketball game, and the guy threw out a deadly firecracker. You know what? It's not like firecracker. I'm trying to think.
You're trying to summarize that long email
long.
I see in your hands.
Let's wait. Fuck it. He sends me a letter about a guy causing havoc at a sports game. Why does Deuce keep sending me these stupid letters about bad things happening in Israel? I know. And then falling all over himself, going, "Come on over. It's good. It's great. Beautiful water." Said it before. I'll say it again. There's water everywhere. I find beautiful water not in a war zone. Ah, it's not so bad. Really? Because here's an email every other day about shit blowing up.
I am taking Keith to Israel next year.
Well, let's go to a basketball game because somebody tried to save other players and had their fingers blown off.
I think it's like
that's
a tough guy
thing,
you
know? That's your sporting events over there. That's your sporting events over there. They're bombing sporting events. You're not even in war. You're trying to go somewhere safe. I can't go to any sports thing when I'm in Israel now. Hey, you coming in? And they all think it's funny. Everybody in Israel thinks it's funny.
Nobody thinks it's funny.
They think it's hilarious. A long time ago, remember this? Somebody, an American, American Keith and the Girl listener, was going to Israel and shared this story that she's getting a job and about to move into this office building and then go, hey, come on over. Welcome. But be careful because, look, this bomb almost hit our building.
Mm-mm.
Now, why are you saying that? Because, haha, that's funny. That's how we live. Oh, you pampered Americans. You don't like getting blown the fuck up. We get blown up. Ah, it's life.
By the way, that's an American, and I don't think Israelis joke like that unless they're on stage, just like, you know, people joke here about 9/11.
I'm giving you an example.
I mean? He's not kidding about it, is he?
No, what do you mean, is he kidding about
Please,
it?
Please, yes, yesterday you were the most racist person on the show. I think we kid.
About what are you talking about?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Well, you kid about serious things.
So...
You joke about really, really serious things.
Right.
So he jokes about really, really serious things also.
He doesn't even make a joke. Make a joke. He sends me the article. He sends me the
and
article.
And just expects you to laugh.
Right. About the country that he wants me to go to.
Legion says it was a stun grenade.
Okay, done. I'll be there then.
What's a stun grenade?
Apparently a grenade that blows off your fingers.
Okay.
Apparently, it's not that bad. Hey, here's another story, though. I got shrapnel in my back doing a stand-up show. I don't need other countries. I don't need them.
What?
I don't need it. There's no reason.
What about Canada? You'll take Canada.
I'll take it. I mean, really, I'm going to invade it and I'm going to take it. Let's talk about other countries, shall we?
Wait, let's talk about Canada really quick because the Canadian DVD is up for pre-sale right now. And it's actually going to be out and in our hands December 1st. But now you can get it on pre-sale before. And while that's happening, until the end of this month, every $50 you spend at keithandthegirl.com/store, you get one of Keith's DVDs for free, or CD, whichever one you like, and you get to pick which one for every $50 you spend. So if you're thinking of getting the Canadian DVD, that's $20. You spend a little more money, you get another free DVD.
That's a deal.
Well,
all right.
It's ending at the end of November.
In Switzerland, a Swiss welfare group is recruiting volunteers to have sex with disabled people. A welfare group for disability and sexuality already arranges erotic massages for people with disabilities, but it is now providing full sexual intercourse and is also signing up gay volunteers to have sex with homosexual disabled groups.
I'm so going to pretend I'm disabled.
The group's leader said it was a subject that needed to be tackled. She says, quote, "It's a big taboo that needs to be broken. Having sex is a basic human need like eating and drinking, and we have to fight for this right to be for the disabled."
But it's illegal. You know, some people are disabled just in that department. You know, like some people really can't find sex. Just like, hello, Beth.
Oh, right.
You know, like, how about...
At present, 3 men and 1 woman offer an erotic touching service, and 9 new volunteers have come forward to offer sex at $65 per hour.
It's not bad.
So you're charging the disabled people.
Right.
Regular people.
It's a whorehouse.
It's a whorehouse.
Yeah, for
that
disabled.
Regular people can work at.
That regular people work at that disabled people come to patronize.
But you're coming to them. You're like, hey.
You need a massage in your penis?
Right.
Yeah.
Fucking Swiss. There's another one. Tulips, wooden shoes. That's interesting.
What?
A windmill.
Tulips?
Tulips.
Oh, tulips.
Yeah. I don't need them.
You don't need them either.
I don't need them. Name one country I need in my life. Name one.
I don't know.
If we had to start over. I think we'd figure out importing and exporting just fine on our own.
I can't believe that there was a pause ready for me to decide what country that you really need.
Name one.
No, you really got me. You really got me on that one.
I'm ready for feedback right now. Name one country I need in my life. Huh? I enjoy a good Cuban cigar now and again. I don't need it. I'll be okay. Mexico? Oh, chimichangas. We figured it out. Next. It's all the same food. You're not fooling nobody.
Fuck, that's me. I'm sorry.
Who's the call from? Australia? I don't need them either.
Oh, shit, it's my brother. And he knows.
What's he think we're doing? Where's he from? Israel. Bye, Israel. I don't need you.
Rianne says, Canada, you get Cuban cigars here.
Right. Harry Mann say, in Norway, they made cell phones. We have all this shit now. Who cares what people made in the past? And they made the croissant. But bye, what have you done lately?
Legion's German invented beer.
We're done. We figured it out. We have everything now. Quit having attitude. Should have kept it secret. I'm sure that was real tough to make anyways.
Nothing's tough to make, right, Keith?
I don't think it is.
You would have figured it out yourself. Had somebody just given you another minute. 6 p.m. is not a deadline.
Somebody's saying, how about West Virginia? Okay, I need West Virginia. That's true. But I can't think of any other countries at all.
What?
Okay, Brian Ward has a point. He's from Australia. Half of your mate jokes wouldn't make sense without Australia. Okay, Australia and Canada, I'll take. The rest of yous, I don't need yous. I don't need yous. My day-to-day, I wonder how Bosnia-Herzegovina's doing today. Who cares? I don't need ya.
Oh, my God.
Japan, that's what I need. Keep poisoning my kids. Good point, sick Rick.
Are you guys sure that you don't want that I shouldn't tell my parents? I should tell my parents about this show. Chaimdo, why don't you tell your parents about this show?
I don't want to lean on the walls in the buildings in Israel because I'm afraid they're just going to fall over because they're made out of sand. I don't need it. How you like it over here? I don't need it. It's okay, I guess. I don't need it. We have 50 states. We got a lot of different shit. I don't need ya. We invented eels. Who cares? What does that have to do with anything in my life? You know, the hammerhead shark. I don't care. Antarctica. Every day I wake up, I'm like, how's Antarctica this morning? Here it is. Keith and Brolo need Russia. Russian vodka. American vodka will do the job just fine. This is made with the coldest ice. Oh, the coldest ice. Luckily, I have a fridge. But thanks for the original glacier.
Oh, here we go. And Helen from Portland comes in with the actual answer. Without other countries, how would you feel superior?
All right, point taken, and I'll take you back.
And we're back. All right. Thank you, Aunt Helen.
All right, understood. All right, then. Well, I think I learned a lesson. Anything else before we get out of here today?
Well, I think all the lessons have been learned. Also, keithandthegirl.com/events. New Year's Eve is coming. Brother Love and I are going to be performing at the New York Hotel in Vegas. Also, you'll find out about the LA meetup as soon as I pick a date and put it up there. But it will be after Christmas and before New Year's sometime. And also sign up for the Keith and the Girl cruise. This is all on keithandthegirl.com/events. Other than that, I think that's it. Don't forget our keithandthegirl.com/TV, our new TV spot. It's about the week's topics, and it's a new video podcast that we're doing. Check it out. Spread the word. Thank you so much.
keithandthegirl.com